Thoughts on writing. I think to become a writer, we must first become unafraid, so that we can write freely, openly, and without worrying about critics. And that requires that we set something up to start. A website for cat people who talk about caution and wisdom. Or a website with crazy recipes? Then stir the pickles, peaches, pears, potato, and a papaya and serve frozen in an ice cube tray. And really strange, mysterious stories about how the recipes were passed down through the generations. And all seemingly written by different users. Or an anonymous social network for politicians where you write all the comments and posts and all your characters exchange stupid but convincing ideas like keeping education ineffective to increase probability of re-election or coming up with slogans to help the recruiters at the mall lie more convincingly to get more oil or something. Free charger if you save your money. One philosopher hints to us that all you need is the side of a coin. From there, the story can flourish if all you do is describe the city around the coin, or perhaps the thoughts on the minds of the passers-by. Another philosopher, somewhat indirectly, teaches us to create characters, and by creation I mean the real deal, actual creation where you design a being, where you become their creator and accept the responsibility for it, where they wonder about who you are, where they speak to you, where they curse you maybe as they go through their trials and tribulations. You have to drive into them the traits of people who are meaningful to you. The voice of someone misunderstood, that may not mean a good person. It can be someone who you feel deserves a second chance at life, maybe. You can create someone with the voice of your biggest bully and the tragic past of someone who deserves better. Becoming a creator can be a real burden. Another philosopher, a very cheerful philosopher, taught me that all you need is a newspaper, so as long as you purchase that newspaper in a place that is really far away. Well, at first it can be few hours away, but often, later on, that place may be few countries away. What I think, if I may, is that you have two responsibilities as a writer. Above all, you have to laugh and you have to make your readers happy. So all misery goes straight out the window, and good riddance to that. And second of all, you have to teach, and not just anything in general, but you have to help your readers towards wisdom. Don't lead them, but help them become the leaders and get out of their way. As to the subject, you have more than the side of a coin. Just listen to the world. You actually can kind of hear the crazy thoughts on politicians' minds. Often they actually do invent stupid slogans that help the recruiter at the mall lie or disable education in some dumb hope of re-election. In some places, they actually hope to cancel term limits. Pretty crazy stuff. Growing stories out of broken ideas can really help the world grow wiser, notice all the cracks a little bit more, and then fix them up. And if you ever feel that writing is not for you, that is because you are yet to find your books. Among other things, the books you like will have a rhythm that agrees with you. You may need to listen to maybe 100 books before you find the ones that you really like. Aside from their content making you wiser, their style will make you want to invent your own writing style. You are a writer. The sooner you take to the pen, the more precious you will witness your chronicles become.